Okay, so it's June 25th, I believe, Tuesday, 26th. God almighty, I don't even know what the date is. It's towards the end of June, 2019. I'm Dwayne McCachern, and I have a blog called Community From Within. And I've done 3 blog posts in the past 2 years. So, you're welcome. And the first blog post was very optimistic. I'm going to get my head wrapped around some ideas around community development, community organizing, what is community. My second blog post was a year later, and I started by apologizing for not blogging very much, and I'll promise to do more. And then a few months went by, and I think I did a third post. Okay, fine. I haven't done anything since. I've typed a couple things out. I had some ideas. I still have some ideas. I still that I want to do, but I haven't gotten there yet. And then I'm one of these people that just gets too many ideas sometimes, and I don't focus on the one thing and just do it. And so, or I tend to procrastinate, or my procrastination is sometimes wrapped in a facade of preparedness. And what I mean by that is, okay, I have an idea, I'm going to do it, but first I have to do this and this and this, and let's do that, and we'll check this. Oh, what about that? I start looking into all these things, and I think of other ideas to go along with it, and, you know, so I never get around to actually doing the original idea, because I want to make sure, you know, I of course you have to prepare. You can't just always put an idea into motion. But sometimes I spend too much time on the preparing, not enough time on the doing. So I made some moves toward getting some things done, some actual doing on a few fronts. 2019 has been a quite productive year. I have a job, I work full time, so, and on top of that, you know, at home, I have my family, and we have, you know, we have a garden, and we keep some chickens, and we usually keep pigs, actually, as well, in the summertime. We do all the processing and butchering and that stuff ourselves. And the chickens are for both eggs and meat. We also have some ducks. We have a couple of cats and 2 dogs. So life is busy. So in order to do anything else, it's, you know, you're eking out an hour here, an hour there. The most potentially productive time I have in my day is right now. And that's when I'm driving back and forth to my job, my regular job. And I have roughly 45 minutes to 1 hour drive every single day, each way. So that's an hour and a half to 2 hours alone in my vehicle where I could be more productive. I try to stay productive. I generally listen to podcasts. I listen to some purely for entertainment, but I also listen to some for educational purposes. I also listen to a couple different language training tapes. I'm trying to, you know, learn different languages. There's, you know, I'm not always sitting here just listening to music or have the radio blasting mindlessly. I also enjoy driving in silence sometimes. I think that's important. But in the back of my mind, the reason I started the blog, Community From Within, was because my whole background, my educational background, a lot of my experience in the past was working with community groups, working with community development associations, thinking about how community economic development happens, what affects it, what can affect it in the positive or negative ways. And I was heavily involved for many, many years. I was involved with a variety of organizations. I worked for a few nonprofit organizations. And ultimately, in the end, I got out. Got to the point where I had to say no, and I stopped volunteering. And currently, right now, I haven't been volunteering with an organization for 3 years or more. But there's always that itch in the back of my mind. But there's a lot to hash up here. But suffice to say, my idea, what I want to work towards, is as an individual, as a private, you know, business person wanting to start a business and or businesses, how can I make a difference in the community in that way? See, I've gone from, you know, when I first got involved, basically, right or wrong, believing that you get involved with a community development organization and the first thing you do is you go talk to somebody in government and find out what money is available. So they say, oh, we have grants for this and grants for that. And the next thing you know, your community group is trying to tailor a grant proposal for money that's available from the government. And oftentimes, you know, there's a lot of negative implications to that. And I hope to someday talk about the concept of what's called ABCD, or asset-based community development. It's a more positive approach to community development. But generally, you know, you're trying to fit your project to the money, and that's not the way to really go about it. You should be coming up with a great project for your community, and then if you need help, then you can talk to somebody in government. We had it ass backwards in the beginning, let's say. Because the grant money might be available for projects that's not really good for your community, that makes no sense for your community. So, and not always, I'm just, when you find yourself trying to tailor a project for the money, that's not the way to go about it. It can work, there's exceptions, of course, but that's just generally, I don't think that's the way to go about it. And I don't want to use political terms, left, right, socialist, capitalist, that sort of thing, but in essence, you know, if you think, if you're going to the government for money to get a project, you're in, you could say that's a left-leaning socialist kind of ideal. And what I just mentioned before, as an individual business person seeing how I could make a difference, that's more of a right-leaning capitalist kind of idea, isn't it? I'm not saying generally I'm a right-wing person or a left-wing person. I was definitely left-wing. If you look up my history, you can see that in 2008, I actually ran for the Green Party of Canada in a federal election in the riding of Cape Breton-Canso. And, you know, I was definitely, and in many ways, I'm still left-leaning. In many ways, but we've all heard the saying, again, right or wrong, there's a saying out there, cliche, that if you're, how does it go? I'm driving my car, I can't Google this to be, have the wording correct, but something to the effect of, if in your 20s you're not left-leaning, then you don't have a heart. If in your, what was it, 30s or 40s, if you're not right-leaning, then you don't have a brain. I don't know where I first heard it, but I heard that many years ago, and it, you know, it, I remember it angering me the first time I heard it. But again, as I got older, funny enough, and with my experiences, and anybody who's been involved with community development, I'm sure you've experienced frustration. So born of frustration, exhaustion, maybe some cynicism, I got out of the community development field altogether, and I've been out of everything. I've been working for a larger company. You know, I'm a worker. I'm an employee for somebody else, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But I've always had the inkling, the inclination to run a business, to start a business. I did something many years ago. I ran a coffee shop as a project for a local nonprofit group, where I ran it, and I was trying to, you know, employ people and make, you know, employ myself as part of it, and kick back some money to the nonprofit group and work through it. And in the end, overall, I'm going to talk about that experience later on in the future, but suffice to say, I had a wonderful experience doing it, but it wasn't, you know, I did not go out and get an actual, you know, business name and register and do all that stuff, because I did it, again, as a project of the nonprofit group. I didn't have to do all that stuff. I operated basically under their name. So I know I still had no experience operating a business. And I grew up, my father, since I was about 5 or 6 years old, I can't remember, maybe 7, whatever, my father was an auto mechanic, ended up buying the service station. And since then, his whole life has basically operated his own business. So there's that entrepreneurial spirit within my own family. And and my mother's always been a part of that, working with him and helping as well, I should mention. But I also had some experience as a child, and I've recorded some other stuff before, which I could insert here, or I'll talk about it again later, where I went to basically a week-long summer camp when I was 12 years old. No, 11 or 12 years old. I think I was 11. Anyway, point being, it was a week-long summer camp for about 30 or 40 kids, and it was on business, science, and technology, but basically, mainly on entrepreneurship. And the message we were given was, as you know, the children here in rural Cape Breton Island, you can do anything, basically. You want to start a business? Here you go. Get an idea. Do this. And they, you know, we had this awesome project here. Here I am talking about it, actually. We had with everything else that was going on, it was an awesome week. I still, one of the best weeks of my life. So long ago. Still has an impact on me today. And I should mention some of the other people who are in there. I'm sure all of them, but all the people I know who went to that are doing awesome things with their lives today as well. With all the other activities, the whole week long there was a group project. We had all these groups, 5 or 6 groups, competing against each other in this project to invent a product. Now, it could be made up, it could be real, whatever. You know, you could use, there's artistic license, let's say. Make a product, make a marketing plan, and in the end we had to do presentations to real business people. We're 12 years old. It was like Dragon's Den back then, you know, and they chose winners, and, you know, the top 3 or something. We got little prizes. But, you know, that's what it was. If you've ever seen Dragon's Den or Shark Tank, that's what it was. This is 1991 this took place. 1991. In Sydney, Nova Scotia, or at the college. It was called the UCCB back then. It's now Cape Breton University. was a project put on by the federal government, an arm of what's now ACOA. It used to be called Enterprise Cape Breton. It's no longer in existence, but it was part of the federal government that put it on. It was a wonderful program, and why it never continued, I think it only ran for a few more years and then they discontinued it. But my goodness, you talk about community economic development. Get kids involved. There's junior achievers, there's other programs, but my God, this was, it's a 1 week camp. You think of how many weeks there are in the summer for kids. You could grab so many people across Cape Breton Island, across wherever this is, you know. The program was called Monkey Business. I did some research and the last thing I found was, because it was over 7 years old, all the records were basically destroyed. So, you know, hit myself in the head with a hammer. You know, like, imagine if we had all that documentation of how they put it together, what the proposals were, everything. Ugh. I still think somewhere, maybe at CBU, I gotta go down there and check that there might be some records, I hope. But this is the sort of thing that should be done, and so I'm getting to the gist of it. I'd love to see a program like that running, but fostered by maybe the business community. And I want to be a part of that, and I want to be part of the business community as well. So I have some ideas that I'm working on. And I say that, I want to be part of the community. You know, I want to be... There's different terms, and we'll talk about them in the future, but like there's they call corporate social responsibility, CSR. In other words, you know, yeah, see a big company, whoever it is, Pepsi, Walmart, whatever, and they often will show in their advertisements the good work they're doing. They're environmentally friendly this or that, or the money they've donated to this charity, you know. And all that is fantastic, and for the charities and the community groups that benefit, that is absolutely wonderful. But how can we do this? Is there a different model? I don't know. I took some cool courses in university. One of them was on the sort of idea of community enterprise development, and there are some neat community enterprises in Cape Breton Island that I hope to talk about in the future as well. The most famous locally here would be called New Dawn Enterprises, which runs a variety of businesses, and these are all, you know, community owned, basically cooperatives. The cooperative movement in Canada, you know, in many ways, if not started, was grown and developed here in this part of Canada, in the Maritimes, all mainly due to a priest by the name of Moses Cody from Margaree. He was working at St. Francis Xavier University, which is also my alma mater. And he helped organize fishermen into fishing co-ops. He organized, you know, he worked with miners. He worked with, you know, they created the credit union movement here in the Maritimes. And co-ops, like co-op grocery stores, all these things came out of this movement, which was called the Antigonish movement. Antigonish is the town where St. Francis Xavier, or St. Evex University, is. So this movement spurring out of this little university became known as the Antigonish movement. And at one point, I guess, as this was going on, people started coming from all over the world to learn about what was happening here. Moses Cody died, I think, off the top of my head, 1959. And shortly afterwards, the university named a wing of the university called the Cody Institute for people to continue coming from around the world to learn. And I'm actually, not only am I a graduate of St. Evex, I'm also a graduate of the Cody Institute. I took a course there in asset-based community development and a couple other smaller courses over the years. And they are a wonderful resource here that is radically, is that the word, radically unknown? you know, because mainly their focus is everywhere else in the world aside from here, you know. And that's not a dig at them, that's their mandate. The university has their extension department and other things that work with community groups, but it's one of these things where, you know, it's a small department, let's say, and they're always stretched. And if you're involved in a community development group in some rural part of Cape Breton, let's say, if you don't know that they exist and you don't go to them asking, you know, what resources they have, then you don't know what you don't know. That's what I'm trying to say. I have nothing but love for the Cody Institute and the Extension Department at St. Evex. And so, and yeah, maybe I'll look at talking to some people there at both of those places as part of this project. And what is this project? It's Community from Within podcast. What does community from within mean? My goodness. When I came up with that term and I registered, I found the website name communityfromwithin.com wasn't registered yet. I was like, that's pretty cool. It sounds cool. What does it mean? What does it mean? And it can mean many things, I guess. That's kind of what I like about it. Community from within, as in community, you know, it's the community that builds itself. You can't build a community from outside intervention, from top-down politics and pushing development projects and, like, you know, fitting your money to the project idea. But also community from within, you know, community, being a part of a community is a personal choice. Motorcycle just passed me, I'm sure you can hear that. Community from within, it's, you know, community is a, to be a part of a community is an intentional choice. I'm not talking about intentional communities, that's a separate idea and something I'd like to talk about in the future as well, but in a way every community is like that, right? If you want to be part of a community and feel part of it, you got to make the choice to be a part of it. Because you live in a community, but if you don't participate in anything, you have nothing to do with it. Are you really a part of the community? Other than just, you know, what's the difference between living in a community but never participating and a tree on the side of the road? The tree is contributing oxygen. What are you contributing? But is everybody obligated? What is a community? Is it a geographic area? Is it a group of ethnically homogenous or diverse people? Is it a group of people who speak the same language or many different languages? Is it people with a shared religion or many different religions? What is a community? These are all questions that you either, you may have answers for, or you may not. I'm not saying I have answers for anything. That's part of what I want to. If you're listening to this, you're going to find out that I don't know what the hell I'm talking about, probably. I'm just going to talk my way through it. If something sounds good, all right, we'll go with that. As I talk about what is community, I'm coming up to the sign that says "Welcome to Judic," and Judic is the community where I've grown up and lived most of my life. Welcome to Judic. That almost seems like a good place to end it for today. Yeah, I don't know if there's anything else I want to say at this point. I think this was a good introduction. Thank you for taking the time to download and listen to this. I'm happy to have just gone ahead and did this, because it's overdue, and I've been sitting on the pot too long. So, you know, like they say, shit or get off the pot. So, yeah, I have a lot of ideas and things I'd like to talk about and share with you about community economic development in Cape Breton Island. And I've done some things. I've moved forward with some ideas, with some business ideas, and I'm going to talk about that too. And a couple of them, you know, are things that just, you know, started as a poof, an idea in my head. And I just said, to hell with it, I'm just going to do it. And another one is even, it's on the back burner right now. I thought I would just go out and just do it and then talk about it, but I think I'm going to talk about it first and share the idea, maybe get some feedback, and then go ahead and do it. And the idea is this: how do you start a business? Well, how do you start a business from nothing? Absolutely nothing, with nothing. How the hell do you start a business when you have absolutely nothing? And not a dime to work with. How do you actually get a business name? How do you start a business? How do you do all these things from scratch? How do you do... There's so much to it, yet at the same time, there's ways that you can do it without it costing an arm and a leg. And if you have a simple enough idea, you know, there's different ways. If you have zero money, you can go out and you can figure out a way to get that money to start the business. And these are the kinds of things I want to talk about as well. So thank you for listening. And I hope when I sit down to not really edit this, I hope these conversations, like when I'm talking, I can just put it out there. But I'll have to, you know, download it. And, you know, put an actual introduction at the beginning and end and all that. I hope that the noise from driving in my little Hyundai here is not too much or too loud for my speaker, for my microphone. Because if I cannot do this podcast from my car while I'm driving down the road, then I don't know if I'll be able to do it. That's part of what I started doing this. I recorded 3 times already. Once almost a similar conversation to this. It went more in depth on the monkey business, a kid entrepreneurship program idea. And I wasn't happy with the sound quality, because I actually had a really cheap set of headphones and microphone for my telephone. But this one here is better, it's a higher quality, and honestly, it's going to have to do for now. Obviously, if down the road this turns into something where I go to talk to somebody else in an interview situation, we'll get a proper setup for that, and it will not be while driving. So, but the everyday usual episodes, if you can forgive the little bit of road noise out there, Thank you. Thank you for listening. Have a nice day. See you next time.